What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Super appreciate you. Rick Mulready here, and this is another quick tip episode here on the podcast. Before we get into today's quick tip, so I was doing a presentation. I was putting together a presentation last week for my buddy Mel Abraham, who's been on the podcast here a couple times, and he did a virtual retreat, virtual event, basically, last week. It was supposed to be in person, then it got moved to virtual, like most things are right now. And I was talking about my journey as, basically my journey through the business, and 6.5 years ago, how I started off being completely lost and to where I am today. And long story, I kind of just told the story of how I got here today. Well, one of the things I talked about was my very first podcast, which I started in 2013. And a lot of people don't know that this is my second podcast. My original one was called Inside Social Media. And I interviewed heads of social media from huge brands like Ford, McDonald's, and so on. And we talked about what they were doing in social media, but how small businesses can model what the big brands were doing on a small budget. I think it's pretty ingenious, right? But it was not my passion. I did it for 53 episodes. And anyway, I'm sharing this story because last week I went back and for this presentation I was doing for Mel's group, I played the very first podcast episode, like the first intro of the very first episode. And I hadn't listened to it in years. And holy cow, it was like nails on a chalkboard. I've done almost 400 episodes of this podcast and it's still weird for me. I don't know, getting in front of the microphone. I love it, but I'm still always like, well, was that good? Man, I went back and listened to that episode or listened to that, at least the intro of episode number one, 7.5 years ago. That's how long I've been podcasting. And it was like nails on a chalkboard. So if you want a good laugh, check out Inside Social Media, episode number one, where I interviewed Scott Monty, who used to be Ford's head of social media. It's pretty cringeworthy. Anyway, let's get into today's quick tip. This is where I share a tip or strategy that can help you grow your online business so that you can have a bigger impact and increase your revenue. And today, I want to take a minute to talk to all of you Facebook and Instagram ad managers out there who listen to the show. I've been hearing from a lot of you. In these uncertain times that we're in, a lot of ad managers right now have fears and worries about their businesses because businesses in general are cutting back on their marketing, their ad spend, all that stuff. And so I wanted to address that real quick with you today in this quick tip episode. First off, I totally empathize with any fear and anxiety that's coming up regarding your business. I want to assure you though, as an ad manager, you have an amazing opportunity to serve right now. Yes, you can only do so much with a business who doesn't want to listen, right? That's no different than any other time, good times or bad. A lot of businesses out there just are set in their ways and they're not going to listen to an outside expert like you, okay? We can't change that. We can only do our best. But there are plenty of businesses out there who are looking to get in front of their target audience right now, both online businesses and local businesses. I know a ton of ad managers right now, who are having their best months ever in their business. And I love hearing that. And here's what they're doing to do that. They're working with their existing clients to come up with ideas on how that business, their client, can lean in and serve during this time, right? For local businesses, it might be letting people know that they can get their products online, you know, that they have begun an online portion of their business. Or maybe it's a local restaurant, letting people know that they're open for delivery or pickup. So much business has moved online, and businesses do not necessarily know how to market online. I wouldn't even say don't necessarily. They don't know how to market online. Guys, we in the online space take all this stuff for granted, and so many businesses have no idea this whole world of online marketing. For online businesses, well, I know a ton of online businesses who are having their best months ever in their business because they are leaning in and serving. I would say every one of my accelerator students are having their best months and quarters ever in their business. And I hear from so many people that that's the case. I still get a ton of requests from people DMing me or emailing me or reaching out looking for quality ad managers because quality ad managers are in such short supply. So if you are an ad manager and you're feeling less than awesome right now about your business, here's what I want to encourage you to do. Okay, lean into service. Get creative in how you're serving your clients. Help them come up with ideas on how they can serve. And if you don't have existing clients or you're looking for more clients, do this same sort of thing. Reach out to businesses right now to let them know about the opportunity and get creative. Help them get creative during this time. And you just might find yourself having the most successful time in your business as an ads manager yet. I'm seeing it a lot right now, and I'm hearing from so many ad managers who are thriving right now because they're showing up for either their existing clients or in how they're going out to get new clients. Don't back down. Don't hide. Don't play small. Get out there and grow your business. There are a ton of clients out there who are looking for good quality ad managers. Okay. Now, as you might know, I stopped my course for ad managers over a year ago, probably about a year and a half ago. I had my FB ad manager course. But as I've been talking about today, I still have a lot of ad managers in my audience and who listen to the show here. And so what I've been doing when it comes to officially, quote unquote, training ads managers, I've been helping one of my accelerator VIP members, Brandy Miles, build up that aspect of her business. And you might recognize Brandy's name for her being on the podcast here a few times. And you're actually going to hear from her again next week when we talk about how to scale your online business with simplicity. And so Brandy is doing a brand new live virtual training series, live virtual video training series. Okay. And it's called 3 Steps to Consistently Close High Quality Facebook and Instagram Ad Clients. Okay, you're going to learn how to confidently start and grow. So if you already started your ads manager business, this is for you. If you're looking to start an ads manager business, this is for you. So this is all about teaching you how to confidently start and grow your ads business. No experience required if you don't have any, even during these times of uncertainty. Okay, highly recommend this training. If you want to register for it, go to rickmulready.com/ad clients. Again, it's rickmulready.com/ad clients. I'll also link that up over in the show notes for today's episode. Okay. So if you are an ad manager, my friends, embrace this. This is an amazing opportunity for you to lean in and serve just like I've been talking about for everybody who's listened to the show here, regardless of whether you're an ads manager or you're running your own online business. Cool. All right, my friends, thank you so much for listening to today's quick tip. Super appreciate you. Stay safe and well, and I'll see you right back here for the next episode here of the Art of Online Business podcast.